I'm super excited for this. So last night was Shanley's first match in just over 2 weeks here now. And so we're going to welcome head volleyball coach Mark Quinnette to the show. How are you doing today, Mark?
Pretty well. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, well, thanks for coming on with us, taking a couple minutes of your Saturday morning. So, of course, the big talker is the fact that your girls had just come off a two-week break due to some of the COVID-19 precautions and protocols. What was it like trying to transition your team from basically a two-week break and get them back into the flow of things?
Well, it was kind of like a little bit, it felt like a little bit like we were starting over. You know, that whatever, how many ever days we were off, it's kind of tough not to be in the gym. The girls were having a tough time with it, too. So we had some Zoom meetings just to keep up the communication and the attitudes and the you know, just the mental part of it, trying to keep that together.
And then
so it was tough.
For when it comes to them, so they had to completely be quarantined or isolated. They weren't able to, if there was two or three girls that were feeling healthy, be able to go into the gym at all and do some work by themselves or even do it outside. It was basically if you wanted to do anything by yourself at home, or was there any type of regulation with that?
Yeah, they were all stuck at home. They were quarantining by themselves with their families. So yeah, that was... We had to knock a little rust off this week, early this week.
So, Coach, this is Jace Denman here. How was it preparing for probably one of the hottest teams in the state playing West Fargo last night? Obviously, West Fargo played really pretty well last night. How hard was it to try and get the game plan in and face a team that has been on quite a roll lately?
Yeah, it was. I don't think a lot of teams in North Dakota could beat West Fargo last night the way they performed. They were just they're pretty awesome. We were very scrappy. We just watched film and tried to scout them the best we could and try to adjust our defense and our blocking and our especially serving. We're trying to keep the ball away from Maddie's hands, and we did pretty good at that. But yeah, it's just kind of watching film, getting that scout, you know, and getting tendencies and trying to adjust our game to that. But yeah, not, like I said, not a lot of teams could have beat West Fargo last night the way they played. And we didn't play we didn't play too bad of a match. I mean, I thought we passed. That was one of the better passing performances we've had this year as far as serve receive. So, and there wasn't, besides maybe serving, we were trying to be more aggressive serving-wise. There wasn't an aspect of our game that really was too bad after that break.
I thought overall that your team played really well. A lot of good passing, and you have a Division I commit now with St. Thomas. The Tommies moving up from Division III to I with Lander Fredericks, and she started out, I don't even want to say, just on the stat sheet a little bit slow, but you could see that she had very good passing. She had a couple of blocks early, and then towards the end of that second set and through that third, you can see that she has a lot of firepower when she winds up and goes for a kill. What does it mean to be able to have a player like her on your team right now?
Oh, it's huge, and I keep telling her that you just gotta have that mentality. You own this gym. You know, that's what I told her a few times last night, and then she stepped up and performed. After she got warmed up and got going, she really looked good.
So, yeah, along with Lander, and then you also had Paige McAllister, she had a very good night overall as well. And I'm sure it's very nice as a coach being able to have a couple of 6'1" middle hitters like those two, because she had 8 kills and a couple blocks as well. Just being able to fill up that middle area so you can get set up for kills, get set up for blocks, and essentially, it changes your game plan around being able to have that extra size versus a lot of other teams.
Definitely. I've noticed when I've been statting the games and scouting the games, watching film again, that Paige and Lander are pretty awesome blocking crew together. Paige, offensively, she is the most consistent hitter we have. She doesn't make a lot of errors, and it's fun to watch her play. She's a very smart player also.
Coach, I have kind of a obviously as a casual volleyball fan and new to kind of covering high school volleyball, with a player like Lander Fredericks on your team, one thing I had mentioned to James last night during the broadcast, with as impactful as she can be on her kill attempts, with a player like her on your roster, do you try and kind of focus the offense a little bit on getting her more kill attempts, either from an outside hitter position or middle hitter position? Do you do that in volleyball? Do you try and focus like your best offensive player when it comes to game time, or is it just kind of how the game flows as to who is getting those kill attempts?
Yeah, it really. I mean, we're a deep team. We're a very talented team. We have a lot of good offensive kids, and we try to mix it up. It's all about, for me, it's all about reps. It's all about reps with the setter. Once you get that timing down, then you can, you know, you have a go-to in all the players, but especially Lander with her talent. Yeah. If we need to go to, we're going to go to, you know.
Mm-hmm. For sure. So thank you for a couple minutes of your time today, Coach. It was a lot of fun being able just to talk a little bit of volleyball. And of course, your team, their first match back, you're 2-3 overall in the EDC. You're 5-4 overall. But once you're able to get those girls back for a couple more weeks, you're going to be a scary team for anybody to face, especially early on in the EDC. So good luck to you the rest of the season, and thanks for joining us this morning.
Thanks for having me. Appreciate it. Have a great day.
Thanks, Coach.
Thank you.